Lenten Retreat with Father Don De Castro. Meditation number 11.
The New Evangelization. The goal of evangelization is to bring people to the level of supernatural faith which only God alone can give. Man cannot attain this through his own effort. The goal of evangelization is to bring souls to heaven. Or its proximate goal would be to make disciples of Christ through disciples of Christ. And Jesus Christ in the scripture asking himself the question, who are my disciples, gave the answer, they who love one another. But when he described what this kind of love is, the love that should exist from one person to the other, he said, it must be people who love one another as I have loved them. So he placed a criterion for the act of love, that we must love one another the way Christ loved us. Now here we have plenty of problems in the sense that love, since the most defined word in the dictionary, and there are even more meanings outside the dictionary. But let us try to define love in the wrong way, and as summarized by St. Augustine, he says that, well, there is a kind of love that exists between people, and this is called love based on pleasure. So when two, three, or four people are having fun, they're having a good time, eating nice food, going to places of excursions or whatever, but they are having a good time, like for instance a family. Their love for one another is based on pleasure. It can happen among friends too, and with anybody. People who are having some pleasures are usually friendly towards one another, or as we can say, they love one another. In fact, all advertisement is based on that, that when they want to advertise certain products, they show people enjoying that product, as if suggesting that that product causes love for one another, love for one person to the other. The trouble with this kind of love, St. Augustine says, is that the love that one has for the other is just as long and is only staying as long as the pleasure stays. If a whole family is eating nice food and celebrating, they would love one another, but the moment the celebration is finished, they cease, they stop loving each other. That is love based on pleasure. Then St. Augustine defines another kind of love, and this is love that goes with mutual interests. When two persons have the same interests and they are the same mutual interest, they love one another. They love their friendship. They want to be together. And this interest can last longer than pleasures. But as long as the interest is there, the friendship and love for one another is there, but the moment the interest ceases, it's finished, it is accomplished, then the love for one another also stops, ceases, and disappears. And that is all kinds of love in the world. They're all temporary, passing. One day they begin, next moment they completely disappear. And the reason behind it, because man will always look for other forms of pleasure that is more pleasurable than before. And they will always look for other interests which are of greater significance than before. But that is not the sign of a follower of Christ. Those kinds of love are not the signs of a true follower, a true disciple of Christ. The only sign of that one is a true follower of Christ is agape. Christians use the word agape or Christian love, or more popularly known as charity, divine charity. And if you ask the definition of charity, Christ would say, well, that's the love that I have for you. That Christ's love for mankind is agape, is charity. And that's exactly the same way as the way we should love one another. And the new evangelization has that precisely for its goal. That's why at the beginning, when we were discussing the first part of the document of Pope Benedict on the new evangelization, we mentioned the fact that preachers should be in groups, never alone, because he has to show the goal of evangelization, which is love of God and love of neighbor. You cannot show love of God to your listeners, but you can show love of neighbor. That the preacher loves his community, and the community loves the preacher, and the members of the community love each other. That is the ideal way of evangelization. Exactly the way Christ did. He was preaching, and he had the apostolic community with him to show people how to love one another. And so the ultimate goal of a Christian, the ultimate goal of evangelization, is to be able to teach people, and this is supposed to be done by bishops and priests, to teach them in detail using the new evangelization that the Holy Father described in Porta Fidei, in making souls rich discipleship of Christ, to become true disciples of Christ. And this is only accomplished when a soul loves God, loves himself, and loves his neighbor as he loves himself. So if you notice these three loves that Jesus Christ himself mentioned are essentially the same. In fact, it is the same source or origin. It has the same force. It comes from the same origin, source or origin, which is God himself. Let us look at it in this way. First, we have to discuss what is love of God. Then we should describe what is love of self, because you should love yourself the way you love God. And then we shall discuss love of neighbor, which is exactly the same love that you direct towards yourself and towards God. Then if we have time, we shall discuss love of neighbors, especially enemies, because that's the same love. The love you show your enemies is exactly the same love you show your husband, your wife, your neighbors. The same love you show yourself, and exactly the same love you show God. But this is how the whole process go about. First, God has to love us. God has to love us because he has to show us how he loves us. Because Christ says that we should love one another as Christ has loved us, and therefore God has to love us first, and we have to know how Christ loves us. How does Christ love us? Christ loves us in this way, and this is the definition of love, or the description of love, in that Christ wants to give God to each one of us. God wants each one of us to be united to God, to give God to each one of us. And God can only give us God, He can only give Himself to us if we are good. And so Christ had to teach us how to be good, so we can deserve to receive Him as His abiding place. And to be good is precisely what is the contents of the new evangelization, that Christ has to teach us to be converted, how to enter the Catholic Church, how to be united to Christ and the Holy Spirit, and thus have eternal life because we are now true disciples or followers of Christ. So that is God's goal when He loved men, and why He loved us first, that He might be able to give Himself, God Himself, to us. But again, we cannot receive God unless we are good. And therefore, God's proximate goal is to make us good. And the only way we can become good is if God, if Christ, teaches us how to be good. And the way to be good is what is precisely the topic of the new evangelization. That is a teaching of Christ, taught to the disciples, to the apostles, taught to the fathers of the church, and taught to the Catholic Church, and taught to us by the church through its spokesman, the Pope. So that is how God loved us. And the way God loved us, and we must have those steps very clearly in our minds, is exactly the way we should love ourselves. First, we have to return that love back to God and love Him. And how do we love Him? By subjecting ourselves completely to His plan of giving God to us, by subjecting ourselves to His plan to make us good, subjecting ourselves to His plan of obeying His teaching so that we can become good, so eventually we can receive God in our souls. That's how we return that love to God. That's how we love God, by completely subjecting our minds and free will to Him.